Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Luke Barron.
In about 2014, I started attending college at Florida Atlantic University. And much like many of my peers, with schoolwork and stress and all that, I very quickly developed insomnia. And so I would go I get like 4 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep. But there's one occasion that I can remember. It was in my freshman year. I'll never forget it. And it was towards finals time, you know, towards maybe winter break, you know, where finals start coming up. And all of a sudden, I had been putting off my homework because I'm like, I'm going to finish it all this one day. So I had a ton of work built up. First class of the day, all of a sudden my teacher springs it on us. By the way, you have this huge project due. I thought, I didn't know about this. Oh, my God. Okay, so whatever, I put that in the back of my head. Oh, turns out there's a test on this day. There's a test? I just realized throughout the day is this dread moment of, I've got like three papers due by the end of this week. And it was just, you know, it's a buckle down, like, all right, I got to do what I got to do moment. And first day, I sat down, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this done. And I spend all night doing this. You prioritize it of like, I'm going to put the easiest paper at the last part and all the harder work at the beginning and just go. I burn like 24 hours getting all my work done. I'm like, great, I did it. I'm done. This, I've never pulled an all-nighter before because, you know, coming from high school, you don't really have all-nighters. So I'm like, okay, I'm done. I got this. I go through all class. And sure enough, the next thing I'm like, I got more work done. Don't worry. I'll be done by like 6. And the next night, I didn't sleep either. So I'm now up for 48 hours. But the problem is, it's this odd combination of working and also just not being able to sleep. Because it's just when you're not working, you're trying to sleep, but the stress of the work you have to do is keeping you up. So it's this ticking, like, oh God, no, just going over and over. And I keep going at this and going at it and going at it and going at it. And I get down to the last paper. It's now like 4 a.m. I haven't slept in 3 days. I'm out of my mind by this point. You know, I'm just bonkers with wandering around doing this. And I just finish it. I have, to this day, I have no idea what's in this paper. It's been 3 years. I have no idea. I know I wrote like a paragraph of it the first day when I still had some sleep in me. And then the rest of it was written 4 a.m. I sent it off to my teacher. I held the class, and I'm wearing what I call my insomnia outfit, which is a old baseball cap that looks like it's been run over by a truck, my rattiest old hoodie, cargo pants, sneakers. It's just whatever I had available that I could throw on to go get more caffeine in the morning, basically. Get to my psych class. I'm like, okay, this is the last class of the day. I'm all right. I just got to get through this. And I wake up to my psych professor an inch from my face, snapping in my face, going, Hey, are you awake? I look around. I'm in the middle of an empty lecture hall. Class been over for like 5 minutes. So I'm just bumbling around like, where am I? What's happening? And he goes, how long has it been since you've slept? And I think I managed to communicate 3 days. I'm mostly just apologizing and just half days gibberish. And he goes, yeah, okay. Do you have any classes? Yeah, okay. Skip them. This is a professor giving you an order to skip your classes. I'm like, okay, just stumbling back to my dorm, like, gotta go sleep, have to sleep. And I just got halfway back, and Heritage Park Towers, where I was living, across from it directly is the library. And in the middle of the library is this big parking lot, and in the middle they have these sections where it's basically to divide half of the parking lot, where it's like a raised area with a concrete divider on it and grass in the middle. I fell asleep in the middle of that and just blacked out for like 20 minutes. I think this is hysterical because I'm looking at myself and I haven't shaved in like 3 days. I haven't showered, so my hair's a mess, and I thought I looked homeless. So I called my friend and I went, you're not going to believe this. I just fell asleep in the parking lot dressed like a crazy homeless guy. And she goes, hang on a minute, and texts me a screenshot of a conversation with her friend who I don't know saying, you're not going to believe this. There's a crazy homeless guy sleeping in the parking lot of the library. And so I'm like, all right, well, apparently my legend has spread, but the icing on the cake was when I finally do get back to my dorm, I'm laughing about this, I get an email from my professor who I sent the essay to that I had finished on the third day, and it says, hey, the first part you wrote, I don't know what the hell you were doing with that, but the rest of it was fantastic. I have no changes to make. It's just this beautifully written thing. I'm like, great, so I got to write all my papers at 4 a.m. now. And that was the day I learned that I can harness insomnia, caffeine, and anxiety for good. Mental health, but grades, yeah.
Luke Barron with a story about an early college experience.
I completely relate. I don't know how many of our listeners can. I don't know if you can, Michael. But when you have insomnia and you've had it a couple of days and you cannot rejuvenate, you do feel like you are going mad.
He said he did his first all-nighter, which turned into a two-nighter and almost a three-nighter. I guess that attributed to his insomnia.
Yeah, it was sort of a which came first, the chicken and the egg thing. He had so much work to do, and then when he tried to sleep, he couldn't sleep because he had so much work to do. So then he was doing more work, and he was getting more and more tired, and that comes across in so many of his details about what he was wearing. I love his insomnia outfit, his rattiest stuff. But it also comes across in the way he tells the story. He just, you know, as he's telling it, he's sounding, you know, more and more kind of disheveled, not just his clothing, but his thinking, you know. And by the time he falls asleep in class, and by the time he falls asleep in the middle of the parking lot, we really know that this is somebody who has been pushed way past a healthy level of brain power. There's one thing about the story that made me a little uncomfortable, and that was the expression crazy homeless guy. And this is definitely how college students talk and how many people talk, but, you know, in a kind of a shorthand, you know, somebody wouldn't say, to be more correct, you would say somebody experiencing homelessness, right? And a lot of people think everybody who's homeless is crazy. And actually, that is so far from the truth. Many, many people who are experiencing mental illness since the 70s have been out on the streets, have been deinstitutionalized, and that is a big problem. But many of us, within a few paychecks, if we lost a couple of paychecks for one reason or another, didn't have work, would find ourselves out on the street. So without being too schoolmarmish about it, I do want to say that the expression made me a little uncomfortable because I don't want anybody putting those words together and saying, well, crazy and homeless, they go together, because they certainly do not. But in the course of his story, I think what he was saying was, this was what I looked like to somebody else. I looked like I didn't know what I was doing. I looked like I was living out on the street. And without putting too fine a point on it, we tell stories in different ways depending on who our listeners are, right? And we are more formal sometimes. We give different details, and we may use language in a different way. So this was a very colloquial, very off the top of his head use of language.
Ultimately, it's pretty embarrassing if you are found sleeping in the middle of a parking lot.
And that really was the point that he was making. He did not look like a middle-class college student whose parents worked. I don't know what his situation is. He just didn't look like who he was.
Karen, I know you're a professor at Florida Atlantic University. Are any of your assignments take all night to complete?
Great question, Michael. Nobody's assignments take all night to complete because people give assignments a while in advance. So you can theoretically work a little bit one day, a little bit another day, a little bit another day. But you were a college student. I was a college student. And you know that sometimes the assignments get the better of you and you find yourself in that kind of situation, particularly as Luke said, he wasn't quite keeping track of what was due when and more assignments were thrown on him. And it doesn't sound like it was really his fault or the professor's, I should add.
Well, Karen, thanks for bringing that story in. And there is a storytelling event next week.
Michael, there are three storytelling events next week. First of all, there is Moonlight Tales at the main branch of the Broward Library. That's in downtown Fort Lauderdale on Andrews Avenue, 7 to 9 p.m., a free event. And then the following day, Tamara Green is performing African-American folk tales and historical tales at the Boca Raton Public Library, which is at 400 Northwest 2nd Avenue in Boca. And that is at 3:30 on Saturday. And then the following night, February 26th, there is Vox the Storytelling Slam, also in Boca, at 8 p.m., another free event. Now, I will be hosting all three of these events somehow, so I'd love to meet you or see you and have you come by. And if you need more information, or if you want to tell a story for the Public Storyteller, just email me at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Our website has contact information as well as archive stories, wlrn.org, Radio and the Public Storyteller. Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.